Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, what is it? I don't even know what it's called. What is it called?
Super Brawl Saturday.
Super Brawl Saturday? Can he afford to pay me to wrestle around? I don't know. I'm one of the biggest legend stars ever in the God. And your t-shirts are too tight too, Billy.
You know what happened? We would normally push them in the pool.
Right.
And the look on someone's face when you shove them. And they're in the air, and they're saying to themselves, no. And they realize that they're completely, totally wet. Watch the whole deal. It is one of the funniest things in the world.
What? Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
It's a sparkle key.
Hello, you people. Today is Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. I'm your host, Pat McNeil. Welcoming you to the longest running weekday episodic pro wrestling podcast in iTunes history. This is the PW Torch Livecast, and this is Kids on Bridges. They're playing Sport for Kings, the official song of the Wednesday Livecast. All right, we're coming at you with 60-plus minutes of wrestling and fun, and if you're not careful, you just might learn something before we're done. We are taking your calls, 646-721-9828, here at PW Torch. We are here on Blog Talk Radio. We're taking your emails, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. I need to switch that over right now. Of course, we have the chat room open. It's available for you. It's right here. It's up at Blog Talk Radio, pwtorchlivecast.com. And, of course, you can visit us on Twitter and ask questions, thanks to the Real Pat McNeil Twitter at Real Pat McNeil. Okay, now comes the fun part where I try to figure out, hold on a moment, this is great. I have to figure out which phone line today's guest is on, and we have a lot to go over, so be patient with us. We're going to try to squeeze a lot of entertainment into 1 hour. Hold on, jeez. Okay, here we go. Is this it? That sounds like it. No, wait, hold on, jeez. Okay, I'm not sure which one it is, but we're gonna try this, folks. Hi,
Hello.
Hello, is this
me?
Is this today's guest calling from the 203 area code?
Yes, it is. How are you?
All right. Thank goodness, ladies. Okay. Well, I'll let you do your. You know, we'll start over. Here we go.
To introduce our guest star, that's what it's time to do. So it really makes me happy to introduce to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest needs no introduction because he can do it himself.
Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is Justin Credible, ECW hardcore icon and former WWE superstar and whatever else I'm considered these days. What's going on, Pat?
Well, the usual. It's been another crazy week in professional wrestling, and it just keeps getting crazier. I'm going to tell everybody what I told Justin. We may or may not be having a surprise guest today. That is still being worked out. And generally, if you'd like to be booked as a guest on the show, let us know more than 30 minutes ahead of time, and we'll be happy to work with you. That's all I have to say right now. So right now, Justin Credible is here, and that's what counts, 646-721-9828. And, of course, pwtorchlivecast@gmail.com. Justin, we are going to talk about a lot of things, including, not limited to, you're going to be at WrestleCon coming up on WrestleMania weekend. And a lot going on there, including your good friend and former tag team partner, Lance Storm, fighting for the TNA Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, that's insane.
That is that is pretty insane in and of itself.
I mean, Lance is in phenomenal shape. I mean, if there's anybody who takes care of himself, I mean, I'm not just saying this as a gimmick or as a, you know, I mean, he literally does not drink any alcohol at all, does not smoke. I mean, when we were in ECW together, he would contemplate taking the Tylenol. So this guy is in, you know, he's a beast. He's, you know, he's just amazing. Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he was the guy that helped me through the Hart Brothers camp on, going all the way back to 1991. So, you know, we got some miles together. But if anybody could still pull off an absolutely amazing match, I know he can. And I'll tune in for that one. You know,
you'll be right there. And I had the privilege of interviewing him some years back. He's definitely one of a kind. I think I can say that without any without anybody arguing with me. And just amazingly talented wrestler. You're going to probably be signing lots of autographs and taking pictures and all that while you're there. It's a crazy weekend. You know, 2 years ago, the idea of something that's going to happen on WrestleMania weekend, which is, you know, Johnny Gargano, who's on WWE television, teaming with Drew Galloway, who is on TNA television, defending the Evolve tag team titles on one of Gabe Sapolsky's pay-per-views. That sounds kind of ridiculous, doesn't it?
It does, but it's kind of cool. You know, back in the day, a lot of that stuff, you know, the territory days, that stuff used to happen. And I think that's a lot of Hunter's doing. And I'm glad that he allows in some shape or fashion, because it's no threat to the corporate WWE's interest. You know, so it's pretty cool, you know, and I think it's good for the business in general. And the WrestleMania weekend is just such a huge celebration of what we call pro wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it. I just enjoy it, and I'm privileged to go down there because it's a great city. I love, you know, Dallas, and it's just cool. It's just cool being a part of it. You know, you feel alive again. You feel important because I've been kind of disconnected. Not from watching, but from, you know, doing shows. I haven't done one show this year yet. I mean, I know it's early in 2016, but still, it gets you excited. For everybody that loves our business, WrestleMania season is like our Super Bowl, you know, so it's pretty cool.
Right, and I think one consideration is, in past years, WWE wanted to chase off everybody else who was doing shows, you know, around WrestleMania weekend, but, you know, now they're openly trying to scout for this global cruiserweight tournament, and all they have to do, I mean, Regal just has to go around, Regal can scout two dozen guys just by making the loop on WrestleMania weekend. He doesn't even have to leave the county.
Yeah, absolutely. And two, you are getting some unbelievable talent. I mean, there's so many, you know, for all the, I complain a lot about, you know, lack of talent, but there's also such a, unspoken for amount of talent, guys that never get heard of because, you know, the structure of the business has changed. And, you know, I thought when I got, Jim Ross told me this personally, when I got hired, when ECW went out of business, he never saw one of my matches in ECW. He just heard the buzz or, you know, read the sheets of what was going on and figured, well, you know, that's a good pickup. You know, it's not, you know, a lot of times guys think like WWE is actively out there like the NFL scouting guys. And, you know, it may be true now more than ever because it's expanded so much. But back then it wasn't the case. So it's exciting for everybody. And I think these young guys really have an opportunity to show their stuff and hopefully get picked up, you know.
This is going to be a huge weekend for everybody, and I guess we have to touch on the topic that people have been talking about for the past 48 hours, which is, it sure looks like it's going to be the Undertaker in Hell in a Cell against Shane McMahon, who is my age, except he, unlike me, doesn't die in there.
How old is Shane?
46. Well,
wow.
Thanks, PJ. I don't turn 46 for another
Adam,
month 42. Or so, but yeah.
I'm 42. Yeah. For getting in there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I know they're going to put together something, but it's just one of those things that it's hard to wrap your head around.
Well, I agree as well. I think, you know, I think, it's going to be right down Mark's alley. It's not going to be someone who – it's not going to be as physically challenging as a Brock Lesnar, which I think is good for him. Not to say that he's incapable of doing it, because he's a beast, Mark. I mean, I've known him all my professional life closely, and he's a beast. But, you know, and he looks like he's in great shape going into WrestleMania. But, you know, it's going to be a gimmick match with a couple of stunts, and, you know, and I think it'll be very interesting. What I don't get is the dynamic, quite frankly, because Shane obviously got a huge babyface reaction, and Mark, to me, Undertaker is a complete babyface as well, and there's no way with I don't think the WWE would want to have him otherwise as a legend, the Babe Ruth of the WWE almost nowadays, to be anything different. So it's kind of, the dynamic is confusing. I mean, I'm sure we'll tell some more stories down the line approaching WrestleMania, but I'm not against it. I'm not for it. I just think it'll be interesting. Put it that way. They could pull it off, and it could be a bomb, you know?
Right. Well, it's going to be something to watch, and I don't want to hog you exclusively myself, because I know we have people on hold waiting to talk to you. We got emails. We got the chat room. So if you're ready, we're going to go ahead and take some calls, 646-721-9828. For those of you listening for the first time, and it always happens, you can ask up to three questions. You can make up to three comments. You can combine the two, like one question and two comments. But at the end of the day,
that's a magic number.
And because Wade Keller is my boss, we have certain rules for this show. It is a PG show.
While we're waiting for our next caller, we'd like to remind you folks calling in to, keep your questions within the boundaries of good taste.
And I also have to direct that to PJ, because sometimes he forgets. So we're going to be fine, though.
I get real today.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do. I don't mean it as a disrespect. I just talk real. So, but I will keep it down completely.
Yeah, I understand. I've got to do this every week, but people come on for the first. Yeah. You know, people come on and don't do it all the time. Although you're here every so often. Let's go kick things off in the 862 area code. 862, please state your name and town. You're on the live cast.
Kylan from North New Jersey.
How are you, Kylan?
Very good, Pat. How are you and PJ this week?
Well, I'm doing okay. We're good.
I'm hanging in.
Good.
Let me ask you a question. Is it raining terribly where you are right now? Because I'm in my garage, and we have almost a monsoon going on right now.
As a matter of fact, it is.
Yes, okay. We're very close to each other. All right, what's your question, buddy?
All right. Question number one for you, PJ. I listened to your last appearance with Wade, so I wanted to ask you for question number one. Have you really given up hope of obtaining a behind the scenes position with WWE? I'm going to be quite frank with you in saying I don't believe that you should right now.
You don't think you should give up?
No.
Okay.
The problem becomes more, it's not about me. It's about more of my life. I've been chasing this dream of professional wrestling, and a lot of fans, I don't think, realize that, with every being on television, people think we make a ton of money, and that's not always the case. My biggest problem and the reason I retired from wrestling is, it's not that I physically could not do it anymore. It's that I'm getting older. I don't have a retirement fund, and I'm in the real world. I got to kind of start looking that way, because it's just the shots are less and less to come by these days. And I understand that there's a lot of people coming up. As a human being, as a family man, a father of three kids, I've got to go somewhere else with my life. I got to get a regular job. And I think if you're always stuck in that pro wrestling, the hunt for that job, you kind of compromise your real life responsibilities. Because believe me, you know, it's very emotionally, it's tearing me apart. Believe me, of course I want to be involved in the business, whether inside the ring or outside of the ring. But it's just, unfortunately, there's more talent than there are jobs, kind of like how the economy is sometimes, you know. And I just have to focus on feeding my family, providing for my family. And it sucks. It's a very hard truth. I don't think so. I don't think I'm wanted. I reached out to, I'll say it publicly again because it's the truth, I reached out to Dixie Carter, and I pretty much got told no. Well, I got told to talk to Big John, who I have no idea who he is or if he even knows me. So, you know, it's just kind of a rib to me. It's like, you know, if my credentials don't speak for themselves at this point, they never will. So might as well move on to something else. Not that I don't love it, but it's just the reality of the fact.
Yeah, understandable. But I have a feeling you're gonna be back there someday.
I really wish so, buddy. I really do wish so because my heart bleeds pro wrestling, and I truly love it. And I feel, you know what? Because guys like me, not that I'm, you know, I was never a huge main eventer in WWE. I was in ECW for a while. But that's a small company. It's a third-tier company. I get it. But it's just, unfortunately, time is running out. And I don't know. I just feel the business has changed so much. But I have something to offer because I still was one of those guys that did the old-school territories, that did, you know, work the USWA territories, you know, and Smoky Mountain and those other little small things that make you a guy with a – you know, experience that's could help younger athletes. But obviously, you know, there's no interest. It's like, the market doesn't want you. You know, it is what it is. So that's it on my end.
Matt.
All right. Second question for you, PJ. Is Triple H's pet idea global champions, global cruiserweight series,
mm-hmm.
And eventual step toward the correct vision for this generation of professional wrestlers?
I don't know. I think it's all such a toss-up. I really don't know. You know, I personally think there's a lot of components to that. I think the tournament will be great. I think it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be something different. But at the bottom line, my humble opinion is that as long as Kevin Dunn and Vince McMahon, Kevin Dunn is the executive producer of Monday Night Raw,
right,
I believe still, as long as they're in that position, I feel that they will have a certain vision for what the WWE is. It'll be a little side attraction. It'll be something interesting. But, Hunter, I believe, I mean, I haven't spoken to Hunter in quite a bit, but I believe Hunter is still at heart a purist of the business. And, you know, in some ways. But at the end of the day, man, there's so many talking heads there and there's so many politics that it's very hard to get your vision across the way you intended it. I think it's going to be very difficult for that to really take place successfully. I mean, I think it'll be a cool deal, but I don't think it'll be something that'll continue to go down. And I think that's a lot to do with the old man and Kevin Dunn, especially Kevin Dunn. That's why I never got over it. It wasn't because Vince liked me. It was Kevin Dunn who didn't like me. He didn't feel like I had any star quality. You know, I knew that for a fact. So that's a lot to do with it. And these guys, unfortunately, they go out there and to impress with their moves, not necessarily their big personalities like, you know, that they feature on Raw.
Right. Well, the way I look at it, Kylan, is if you get through this, Maybe the way Triple H looks at it. If you get through this tournament and it's fun to watch and people watch it, and maybe out of that you pick up two or three guys who you think are going to work out well for NXT or for the main roster someday, then I think it's worthwhile. I mean, nobody really expected Kalisto when he was in Evolve to come in. You know, nobody expected he's going to come to WWE and he's going to be U.S. champion. He's going to be, he's going to be on TV every week. That's just something that happens. You know, I mean, the pro wrestling is best when things sort of happen organically instead of we're putting this guy on television and we're going to put all this behind him and he's going to do this and this and this and this and say this and this and this.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's always been our business, Pat.
Yeah.
It happens organically. And sometimes guys that aren't meant to, and you know this better than I do, guys that aren't meant to get over do get over. You know, as a journalist,
that's the truth.
So, it is. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited to see it, though. It's something fresh and new. Something fresh and new in the business.
Okay. Callum?
And final question. What does Ring of Honor need to do to counteract WWE's newly formed relationship with Dave Sapolsky's WWE live promotion?
Ring of Honor, you said?
Yeah, Ring of Honor.
You could go first, Pat.
Sure. I don't think they can. I don't think they should be trying to deal with Ring of Honor with WWE because you don't want to be seen as subordinate to WWE. Maybe it's okay for Gabe Sapolsky and Evolve to be seen as a way that you can this is a way to get noticed is to be on Evolve shows because WWE is watching. But if you're trying to compete with WWE, you don't really Your goal is to keep doing what you're doing, keep the relationship with New Japan going, keep putting on really good shows, try to get word out as best you can about those shows, keep finding ways to add more television clearances, and find more ways to get your product before more people.
Yeah, I agree as well. I mean, they're owned by a broadcasting company. Their relationship with New Japan is very healthy and I think very beneficial to their product here because more people – here, more fans are aware of New Japan than ever before, especially people that are not necessarily hardcore fans of the wrestling business. What bothers me about Ring of Honor is they're almost like they're very elusive. Like, it's very difficult to get in touch with people from Ring of Honor. I remember I wrote...
Yeah, you don't say.
It's just a different animal. They're the one wrestling company where there are no real veterans of the business who have been anywhere running the show. I remember I wrote Delirious, I assume he's still the booker, very hard when I first got sober. I've been, going on 4 years sober. November, it's still a while to go, but still nonetheless, and I wrote him a heartfelt letter after I'd been sober for a while. I was doing DDP yoga about asking him to humbly just take a phone call and accept I want to do business with you. I think I could help your company kind of deal to a non-response. So it's almost like they're a ghost in the wrestling world to some extent. It's very weird. And I took a huge insult to that because I can call the office, WWE, because I live in Stanford, and get a response. I mean, I still get royalty checks. I have a reputation that at least you should honor an email. No, thank you.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But I just find them very difficult to do business with. So I wonder where they're going to go. I think they're a niche product. I think they're very talented gentlemen. I just wish they would sell more. But you got a great group of guys, and it's something different that a lot of the hardcore fans enjoy. So hell, man, if you enjoy it, and with the New Japan talent coming over, it makes it pretty neat. So, hopefully, more wrestling, the better for all of us because we have work. These guys have something to talk about, and I have something to do. So it's positive for everybody. I just don't know where their focus is going into the next year, but I don't think they're going to get mixed up necessarily with WWE because of the broadcasting deal, quite frankly, because of being owned by the by Sinclair.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a safe bet. Okay, Colin, yeah. Thank you for checking in with us.
Thank you, brother. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, PJ. It was a pleasure. Thanks,
Pat. Always. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Kylan drops off, and that opens up the line for you at 646-721-9828. PWTorchLivecast@gmail.com is the other way to reach us. Let's keep going. We're going to go hit the 814 area code. 814, please state your name and town. Hold on. I forgot this. There he is. Okay, you're on the live cast with Justin Crumlin.
This is Ryan from Crumlin, Maryland.
Ryan, how you doing? Good to have you back on.
Good. First question for Justin is, your match with Tommy Dreamer that you had recently, how would you rate that as a match compared to your ECW matches?
Not very good. Not very good, to be honest. I'm terribly out of shape. I'm about 40 pounds overweight, quite frankly. And the problem is I'm like a Samoan. It's all in my butt and in my belly. You know, I'm a very serious, I'm not saying that to be funny. I mean it. I think that's how it grows. So I was out of shape. We did our little parlor tricks that we did back in ECW, but my wind cardiovascular conditioning was terrible. But you got to understand as well,
it's a 15-year difference. I mean, come on.
Well, and that's not even that. It's just, you know, I'm not wrestling as much anymore. And I also, this is what I was talking about at the head of the show, that I'm also not, you know, it's like the bookings are less frequent. And I really, you know, I've been in shape for so many years. I've always been in good shape. Like, it's almost time, like, I'm 42. My bones are starting to hurt. I don't take drugs for pain as well. I'm going to take a break. So I gained a little weight. You know, I've been in shape my whole life since I was 15, trying to make it, you know, get big to get into the wrestling business. Because if you recall, in the, you know, beginning of the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, you had to be a monster to be in the WWF. So I had to get myself up from like 180 to 225, which was a whole, you know, crazy task. So I was always, since I was a kid, like my goal, lift, train. So you know what? I'm 42. I'm retired. I can gain some weight. You know, I deserve a break for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to live like, you know, it's like kind of, you know, I'll get back in shape for my own health and stuff. But you know what? It's just, it was one of those deals, but I wouldn't rate it very high. I mean, it was more of a ceremonial send off than like, hey, you're going to put on a 5-star match. Cause I don't think neither Tommy or I were up for a 5-star match at that point in our careers. You know?
Yeah. All right, Ryan.
Okay, my second question is, I know you've wrestled Matt Tremont on the independent circuit. Do you think he'll ever get signed to any of the major federations like Impact Wrestling or?
I sure hope so. I think he's a tremendously talented guy. I was quite frankly a little nervous to work with him. He was my second to last match, you know, and
yeah.
On that tour I did, and you know, he was just a very big surprise of how good he was. I was kind of nervous because, you know, you hear CZW, you know, these, you know, because a lot of the kids that I work with, you know, they're, you know, people for, I don't know, sometimes I wonder about the kids coming up today because they think it's a shoot somehow, you know, and it's like, and he was very much a worker. He knew what to do. And we did some stuff that looked extreme, but wasn't extreme. You know, again, we're trying, you know, we're in front of 100 people in Connecticut in a small bingo hall, not even a bingo hall, an Elks Lodge or whatever it was. So, you know, we were, but it was exciting and he was very respectful. I really enjoyed working. I hope so. I hope he gets an opportunity because he deserves it. He's a really good worker.
Well, I mean, I know where Combat Zone gets some of that rep, but for people who don't really follow the indies, you know, their memory of Combat Zone is from the movie The Wrestler. Hey, here comes Necro Butcher with the staple gun, you know.
Sure,
and
of course.
And they have that, but that's not. But they also have other stuff, thank goodness.
Right.
My final question is about Shane McMahon and Stephanie McMahon. I heard a rumor that Stephanie McMahon is the like a better booker than Shane, like has better ideas than him. Did you get that sense when you were with the company?
You know what? I've known Stephanie since she was 16. My first personal appearance as Aldo Montoya in 1995 at the Special Olympics. Stephanie was on the bus trying to help the company out, and she was a kid. You know, she was only 3 or 4 years older than or younger than me. So I've known Stephanie very well. And since, you know, my friendship with Hunter at the time, I'm not close to him anymore. Not that there's heat, but I just don't talk to him. But back then, you know, when they were first starting to get together, I spoke to her quite often. And Shane, I've known. Shane has always been the cool McMahon, where he really talks to the boys, and he's more friendly than, well, more approachable, I should say, than the others. I don't know. I think Stephanie has more of a, she's more determined to forge a legacy, where I believe Shane, who's been married for a very long time and has children, is more just kind of laid back. And I would just think, not that he doesn't have the mind, I just think out of circumstance, from what I know, from my eyes, he just doesn't care as much, if that makes sense. Not that he doesn't care, but he's not as consumed by the business as Stephanie. Stephanie really takes the business very seriously and passionately, and as well she should, you know, but I don't think Shane does as much, and that's no fault on him. I think it's just a choice, a personal choice. But I would say Stephanie. I certainly would say Stephanie.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Justin. Thanks, Pat.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Brian drops off, and that opens up the line for you at 646-721-9828. PWTorchLivecast@gmail.com is the other way to reach us. I have not got confirmation on this, but I think this is I think I'm going to have to go to the 818 area code if I'm reading this correctly. 818, are you today's surprise guest?
I better be, unless there's another surprise coming along. No one told me who was surprising who.
Okay, well, I knew you were calling. They just didn't say where you were calling from. Ladies and gentlemen, this Friday there's going to be a Ring of Honor pay-per-view for the Ring of Honor anniversary show from Las Vegas. And on that program, Alex Shelley will be wrestling a gentleman who's been on the show before. Please welcome the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
Oh my God. Chris, what's up, dude?
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
wow.
Justin Credible's here, too.
Hey, what's up, PJ?
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
What's up, buddy? How are you, sir? Oh, my God, what a pleasure.
Yeah, it is. So, it is great to hear from you. This Friday, it is Alex Shelley versus Christopher Daniels. And the amazing part is that's only one of the big matches on the show. I mean, that alone would be enough to get most people to order the pay-per-view. But, you know, there's going to be some other stuff going on as well. Jay Lethal versus Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, The War Machine versus the All Night Express. And why don't you tell us, Christopher, about what people can expect this weekend if they're coming out to see you in Vegas?
Well, I've been saying this all day. I've done a couple of interviews regarding the pay-per-view. And one of the things that Ring of Honor has always been thankful for is the passionate fan base. And the best way that we can thank that passionate fan base that has basically brought us to where we are today after 14 years is to keep giving them good wrestling, throwaway pay-per-views. And so this weekend, not only is it all the stars that you're used to seeing, like Jay Lethal and Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly and yours truly, but you're also getting the New Japan guys, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Kazuchika Okada, Tomohiro Ishii just became the TV champion. So you're getting the mix of not just the Ring of Honor guys who are always hitting for the fences, but you've also got New Japan, who's got such a great buzz about their products right now. It's really a super show.
Yes, and in addition to that, people who can't make it on Friday, there is on Saturday night, they'll be taping Ring of Honor television, and Kenny Omega is going to be wrestling ACH on that show. And obviously Christopher Daniels will be on that show as well. Just got word. Jay Lethal's going to be fighting Goto on Saturday at the TV taping. That might not suck.
I must say, go ahead, man. I just must say, Christopher Daniels, I only wrestled him like once or twice, but he's one of the best talents I've ever been in the ring with. He's absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing. And it was a pleasure to be in there with him. I mean, it was a long time ago. You probably don't even remember. I think it was like...
Oh, I remember both of them.
I think it was like a Frank Goodman show or something, but you were absolutely amazing. And I have the ultimate respect for you. You're an amazing human being, an amazing wrestler, and I have a ton of respect for you, brother.
Oh, well, let me say that's reciprocated. It was actually two shows for Steve Corino. And
oh,
on a,
that's
a funny
right.
note.
Yes, in Pennsylvania. Yes.
And
now
on a funny note, we were in the ring the first time we ever wrestled, and literally 2 seconds before we locked up, you go, "Hey, you still got your wedding ring on?" And I go, "Yep." And there was, and on from there.
God bless you, dude. Wow. God bless you.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I feel the same way about you, Justin. I've always been a fan of not just your work, but what you've done, you know, as far as, like, being a veteran, always giving advice. I subscribe to your YouTube channel. And I watch all those videos that you make. I think it's tremendous, man. So thank you so much for all the kind words.
Oh, you're amazing, dude. Thank you. You're making me, like, emotional. I really respect you. So God bless you. Thank you, dude. I really appreciate you. So thank you.
Thank you, man.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a huge show, and it's one of the few opportunities. I mean, you don't really. Thanks to WWE, you don't really get a lot of traditional pay-per-views anymore. But you know, you got it's Friday night. It's 9 o'clock Eastern, so you can you have time to get people together if you're going to do that. And you can watch. I mean, if you watched any of the New Japan stuff that ROH was in last weekend, you know what you're in for. It's going to be it's going to be an amazing program.
Yeah, and it's not just available on regular broadcast television. You can also get it through the Flips TV app, I believe. And you can also watch it on Ring of Honor or ROHwrestling.com. So, one point to catch a great show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you'll see what else we have. Ishii versus Roderick Strong versus Bobby Fish. The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega against Kushida, ACH, and Matt Sydal. And is Frankie Kazarian going to be there? Is he doing anything?
Frankie Kazarian will be in my corner with his manager, Extraordinaire Lexus.
Yes. Okay. Let's see, the final battle between, well, I shouldn't say that, but B.J. Whitmer versus Adam Page, the Briscoes versus Tanahashi and Michael Elgin, which that should be crazy. Okada versus Moose. I'm pretty excited to see that. There's no weak spot on here. You got 8 matches plus Goto's going to be fighting somebody to be announced, and it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, man. Like I said, we try to take pride in giving the fans their money's worth, and everybody on the show. In the last couple of years since we've been doing broadcast pay-per-views, that's been a focus for us, is to really give them blow-away shows that they're talking about the next day, you know, like the pay-per-views that I watched when I was a kid. The next day we're talking about it, and that's what we're trying to do with ROH and our pay-per-views right now.
Okay, actually, Goto's fighting Dalton Castle. They just sent that across. Okay, that's good. I mean, Justin, you were around for, I think, the one-year anniversary or thereabouts. I think it's pretty amazing that Ring of Honor, people have come and gone and come back. Has been in business for 14 years. That is, you know, given the wrestling environment, it was hard to imagine that would be the case in 2002 when things started.
Well, it was a natural fit. ECW had just gone out of business. The business had drastically changed with WCW being bought out. So really, it was Feinstein and Gabe's, you know, baby at the time. Mr. Silken over there. What's his name? What's his first name?
Kerry Silken, yeah.
Kerry, I'm sorry. I apologize. And they really had, they were doing an amazing job. I remember I worked a show in Newark, New Jersey, shortly after I got released from WWE in 2003 with Dusty Rhodes, myself, and the Carnage crew, who was Tony DeVito and Loke. There were two former ECW guys against this Special K. It was just like, you know, some hipster kids with, you know, but in Dusty, you know, Dusty Rhodes, God rest his soul, was part of it, you know, and it was about, they broke the record. I believe they did like 3,500 people, and there's actually a plaque at this place, that held it. I don't even remember. Chris, do you know the name of the place in Newark that they used to do?
The Rec Plaque.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, it was so cool, you know, just to, and because it was that need at the time to fill the void of real wrestling fans. You know what I mean? It was just, it was, the timing was so right. Real wrestling fans wanted that, you know, to fill the void of what, you know, ECW and other indie promotions, not just ECW, but other indie promotions were doing. So I think they've done a tremendous job. I just, you know, I just wish them the best. I mean, it's, you know, more, like I said, the more wrestling, the better. I just wish they were easier to talk to. But anyways, that's not neither there.
Okay, well, we were also talking, Christopher, about WrestleMania weekend, and it's pretty obvious that you're going to be down there for Ring of Honor's Super Card of Honor 10 that weekend. I'm saying this because I'm looking at it, and you're on both the posters. So I'm guessing that they've got you booked for those shows.
I believe so. I'm almost positive. Once they start throwing my picture down, I'm obligated to show up. I may hold them up, but I may hold them up for a little bit of extra money now that I know them on the poster. Is that kosher, Justin? Is that allowed to do or no?
I think it's pretty, yeah, definitely. It's but you know, if I hey, look, if I come home with 50, if I come home with $50, I'm happy at this point.
Well, actually, the ROH shows are going to be held at the Hyatt Regency, which is the same place that WrestleCon is, where Justin's going to be. So it all works out.
Yeah, it's going to be
sweet.
Awesome.
We're going to cross paths again. Awesome.
I hope so. Yeah.
Dude.
I think you guys are going to cross paths with most of the business based on all the people I see who are going there. So yeah, this should be
that
should be pretty crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
Justin,
go ahead.
Justin, we're 1-1. Maybe we can get that rubber match out of our system finally.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm a little fat. You'll have to bounce around for the fat. I'm like a Samoan. You have to work me. I'm like a Yoko now, so you got to work around me.
Well, I don't know about the ROH show, but there's a Queens of Combat show that Friday there. Maybe you guys can.
That might
you know,
be. That's up my alley. That'll be up my alley right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We have Justin Credible here as our guest, and Christopher Daniels checking in about Friday's Ring of Honor 14th anniversary pay-per-view in Las Vegas at Sam's Town. Go to ROHWrestling.com for information and on the many, many ways you can choose to watch the show. What plans do you see coming to fruition for the Addiction after you beat Alex Shelley on Friday?
Well, honestly speaking, you know, War Machine has the championship now, and if they happen to retain against the All Night Express, the previous champions were the Kingdom, and they're not here to invoke the rematch clause. We were the champions before the Kingdom. They stole the belts from us, so I feel legally entitled to a rematch with War Machine that we didn't really get with the Kingdom. I'm perfectly fine to win the belts from those guys. It doesn't matter who has the belts. The Addiction are going to get the championships again around their delicious waist. It's just a matter of time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that's going to be something to see you guys against War Machine. There's also a chance that the All Night Express, they've been on the show before, might win, and you guys would go after them.
Absolutely, and it doesn't matter. Like the tag division is so deep right now in Ring of Honor, but as the two most experienced guys, not just in the tag team division, but in that company, Frankie and I are primed to become champions one more time. It's just, it's inevitable. Like, set your clock by it.
Okay. I think we might have to do that. But, yeah, this is looking at a very exciting weekend. You've been to ROH's events in Las Vegas before. What can people expect? Is there anything special about the Vegas atmosphere or – you know, other than shooting craps with Kevin Kelly, obviously.
Well, I'm the surest bet of all of the company, so of course you're going to put your money on me. But I'll tell you, the last time we did a show in Sam's Town, in the building or the venue that we have now, it's a perfect wrestling venue. And we had basically just a live event there. This time we've got a pay-per-view. I know we've sold out. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere.
Okay.
And believe me, Chris Daniels is still one of the best in the world, and I think he's gonna back up everything he's saying. Believe me, he's still one of the best I've been in the ring with. So I guarantee you, when that comes
to fruition. He's going to rock it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got to ask this. We've Justin and I were just talking about it. Johnny Gargano from WWE and Drew Galloway from TNA are going to team up on an Evolve pay-per-view. What are the chances that someday, somehow in the next couple years, we'll get to the point where we can see you take on AJ Styles for the 1,000th time?
Oh, wow. I'll never say never, but that would have to include Ring of Honor and WWE coming to a thing. I mean, I'm currently exclusive to Ring of Honor at this point under contract.
Right.
I would love to say that I'd be open to an opportunity with WWE, but I'm honest to say that I know that if they looked at me on paper in terms of, like, my age and how long I've been in the business, I might not be, to them, a sound investment. But at the same time, they've changed their attitude on a lot of different things that 5 years ago you would say they would never do. Who's to say what can happen in a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now?
I don't plan on
retiring until I stop breathing. So, I mean, that's the plan right now. So we'll see how that goes.
If I could just interject for 1 second. Chris, you remember when we were fans, right? You know, and the veterans, the top guys were our age, because you're pretty close to my age. And those guys were the ones that you'd work your whole career to get on top at that age. And that's when you were at your pinnacle because of your experience and the way you're able to execute your move, the way you're able to do it. And I think it's a shame because we're putting too many young kids in big spots that don't have the experience of a Chris Daniels. You know, and I think that's where we're robbing the business and we're complaining that, business isn't the same. Well, I think that's a huge, and not to, I know you're promoting yourself, but that's, I didn't mean to, but I think that's a huge reason is because you're still at your prime. You're hitting your prime. You're the best you've ever been. What the hell is the problem? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But I've had this discussion with guys that work there, and basically it wasn't that I was too old for the business, but it was that I might be too old to start in the WWE and start from scratch. Like if I had some name from, let's say, WCW, if I had gotten the chance that I wanted in WCW and made a name there, then maybe it would be a little bit easier for them to go, okay, well, Christopher Daniels is this age, but there's a name, a cachet to that name that we can capitalize on right away. So, I mean, and then in the end, it's their decision. I mean, I might come home and message on my machine from, Triple H that, completely discounts everything I just said.
Right. I just think that, I think that guys at our age are actually at the prime because of the knowledge and because of what we could, you remember the Terry Funks and the Dusties and the Flairs. I don't even have it on paper, but or in front of me, but I remember Flair won his title, later in life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That was a good thing because then he could, sell out arenas and have amazing matches like you guys are doing, So I don't know.
Look at it like this too. The difference between a guy my age in the year 2016 and a guy my age in the 1970s, like in terms of health and fitness and that thing, night and day.
So I feel
like I could compete in that environment, but it's a matter of do the people that are in charge think that that's a wise investment, and that's not, that's a decision that's out of my hands.
Right. No,
okay,
but
I gotta ask you this. This year we've seen a lot of big name wrestlers, go down with injuries. How do you manage to stay? I mean, I know you get hurt, but how do you manage to keep as healthy as you do? I mean, how do you manage to avoid the fluke injuries that happen to a lot of guys?
Well, a lot of it is luck. A lot of it is like working smart. But I'll also be honest with you. Like, you're talking about guys that are getting injured that are working in upwards of 4 to 5 times a week. I haven't had that type of schedule in a very long time. And so, like, it's a lot easier for me, even if I was working every weekend, twice a weekend, that's still not the same as the WWE schedule right now. And also, too, you've got 5 hours of television a week for WWE. guys are asked to wrestle pay-per-view caliber matches a lot more often now than they were 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
True.
So it's just going to catch up to you. It's the law of averages.
Yeah.
Because the TV match used to be you're squashing a guy, you hit a few of your big moves, boom, and you're out of there.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. It used to be where the television was a commercial for the live events, and then pay-per-view came along and everything was a commercial for that. Now it seems like sometimes even pay-per-view is almost a commercial to get you to watch Raw the next day.
You're right.
And if you've got a 20-minute match at the top of your game every week, you know, you're bound to catch a bad bump somewhere in there.
Hey, Chris,
tell me
if this isn't true, what we're speaking about. I just want to, you know, just get – aren't guys getting more hurt today in WWE than ever before? Like, I don't remember ever getting hard weight as much. I know the Roman Reigns thing was a gimmick. But, you know, like, normally, though, guys are, like, more reckless. I feel that guys aren't as well-schooled as you and I back in the day. I just feel like guys are rushing, guys are getting hurt more often, there's more guys going down, and I did the schedule, you know, I just don't, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm trying to say, like the young kids, they're just so much more, you know, because I think the agents persuade them, get your shit in, hit them hard, sorry about the language, but you know what I'm saying, do you believe that's true or not really? Do you not see that?
I can absolutely see that, but I also think, too, it's sort of a product of the way the business has evolved. You know, even 10 years ago, they weren't doing as stuff as they're doing now. And it's sort of that law of diminishing returns, like it used to be where 10 years ago, let's say X was enough to have a great match and feel like you got your money's worth. Now in this day and age, sometimes they look at it and it's like, oh, it has to be 2X. It has to be 3X. So, I mean, you know, it's the expectation of the fans. And, you know, if you feel like you've underwhelmed the fans, like there can be a tendency to be like, God, I got to go out there and really turn it up a notch. And if guys feel like that every week, slowly but surely, you're going to get the crops of injuries that you've got.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I respect your opinion. I just wanted to ask you that kind of as a fan, you know, because I see it happening as just as someone who would always preach working safe. You know, I just kind of always wanted, you know, it's interesting, you know. And you're right, though. You're absolutely right. 100% right.
All right, Christopher, I know you got a couple more. I know you got a couple more stops on the media tour. So just give us the final promo. You and Alex Shelley this Friday on pay-per-view.
Hey, I'll take nothing away from Alex Shelley, one of the best pure wrestlers on the planet. But when it comes to experience, I've got him beaten hands down. Christopher Daniels, Alex Shelley, a main event anywhere in the world. And we're one of nine main events. The 15th anniversary show on pay-per-view, Ring of Honor, Jay Lethal, Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole in the main event, War Machine, All Night Express for the tag team titles, Nikki Bella all over the place. It's 100% worth all the money you can throw at it.
All right. Looking forward to that. Go watch it, and we'll be recapping it, and I get to preview it somewhere online tomorrow. Thank you very much. Christopher Daniels, ladies and gentlemen. The Fallen Angel.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, it was great talking to you, Justin. God bless you, bro.
Thank you. I'll see you, too. God bless you, sir.
All right. Okay. Now, unfortunately, we're going to try to get some more questions, and I do have to do a ton of plugs and commercials that I left out so that we could have that conversation. But I'll make the good plug first. Tomorrow, Wade Keller is doing his interview Thursday. His guest will be this gentleman you might have heard of. His name is Jim Ross. He's now going to be a boxing analyst in addition to New Japan's English language commentator, and I'm sure he will have a lot to talk about as we head into WrestleMania season. Next Wednesday on this program, a gentleman named Bill Barron, super agent for the Stars, who also happens to be the agent for the guy we were just talking to, Christopher Daniels and AJ Styles and Samoa Joe. We'll get all that in. I'm going to play some commercials. PJ, we'll come back. We'll try to hit all the email questions. You okay with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this. Time out. Here we go.
So for a tasty treat that's good to eat, try Soylent Green. Soylent Green is people. Soylent Green, made from the best stuff on earth. People.
matter how you normally listen to the PW Torch Livecast, we invite you to check out the new homepage for this show at pwtorchlivecast.com. It debuted in January 2016, and it is a great headquarters for this program. It not only gives you access to download or stream the latest episodes of the PW Torch Livecast, the layout allows you to quickly and easily catch up on some of your favorite shows. Maybe you missed an interview, or maybe you missed a post-game show, or maybe you missed your favorite Friday show with Bruce and Travis. Whatever it is, it's easy to catch up on shows you missed with a great layout, great access to archives, and there's exclusive content not on the main RSS feed, including best of selections. The weekend of the Royal Rumble 2016, we put up our post-game shows for Royal Rumble 2015 and the Rumble 2016, with all the fallout from the reaction to Batista's win and Roman Reigns' win and the crowd reaction. Relive those moments or listen to them for the first time at pwtorchlivecast.com. Plus, we'll be adding free samples of VIP audio content and more. That's pwtorchlivecast.com. When you want to stream our show live, when you want to listen on demand to a recent episode, or dig deep into the archives and find older episodes, that's the place to go. pwtorchlivecast.com. Check it out.
All right, out of respect to you people, I'm going to crank out the rest of these ads. There's something else that we sell here.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
pwtorch.com/govip. Now, there is something special this month. I believe there's a code that you enter in, and let's see. I'm going to find it, don't worry. But, yeah, there is a code that you enter in to get a one-month deal as a subscription to the Pro Wrestling Torch newsletter and website. And let's see, blah, 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 blah. No, I'll find it. It's on here somewhere. I know. Wade had one, and crap. Okay, 78% off. That's right. It is a 78% off sale. You go VIP for the low, low price of $2.22 for 1 month of the Torch. That's right, $2.22. Your newsletter comes to you, you know, online in a nice, in one of those nice PDF files you can look at on your tablet or on your phone. It's all very good. Let's see. I can't find the code. Seems we can't find the code you're looking for. Well, anyway, I'm pretty sure the deal's still going on. So subscribe to pwtorch.com. Get 1 month for $2.22. Yeah, here we go. Go VIP today. I clicked on the stupid thing, Justin, and. I can't see where it goes. Yeah, and it went to nowhere. Sign up takes 90 seconds. Well, that part's true. Yeah. Let's see. I don't know what the code is. It might be PW Torch. It might be 222. Just ask Wade Keller. Wade will be by tomorrow. You can ask him all about that. He'll love to fill you in.
Tweet him, email him, call him at home.
Yeah.
Wade loves it.
That's true.
He loves it.
Well, not everybody has his home number, obviously. I know Austin has it, and Paul Heyman has it, and I think that's about it.
I have it.
Oh, that's right, you do. Yeah. Jason has it, too. Yeah.
Yes, I know Paul. Forget about it. Me and Paul were talking like two little girls about Star Wars the other day. We finally were big Star Wars fans. Got to see the, you know, huge star, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't want
to
get off topic.
Got to wrap it up together. Okay, let me see.
Yes,
well,
okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
coupon code is 2. Oh, it's 216. That's better than what I said. 216 for 1 month of the Torch, and your coupon code is SALE216. That's pretty easy. I can remember that. So get a month of the Torch for $2.16 with no further commitment. And it's just in time for WrestleMania season. So there you go. All right, audibletrial.com/prowrestlingtorch. Sign up for audible.com. They have an audio book every month for you, $14.95 a month. Pick any book you want. Listen to it however you want. And you can also exchange any book you don't like, no questions asked, and cancel at any time. audibletrial.com/prowrestlingtorch. What do we got on here? The Republic of Pirates, Clive Cussler. Let's see here. Gosh darn it. J.K. Rowling. It doesn't matter. It's whatever kind of books you like. They're there. You can get them. People like audiobooks when they travel. Makes the trip go a lot quicker. It's Audible. And go to audibletrial.com/prowrestlingtorch. And guess what else we have, PJ?
What is?
We got Loot Crate. That's right. LootCrate.com. You need all sorts of sci-fi and gamer loot that you can only get from Loot Crate. And as a matter of fact, even though this month's crate is done, they have old crates where you can go in and get the crates from previous months. It's $19.99 per month, per crate, and that includes shipping. This month's crate was Dead with merchandise from Walking Dead and Deadpool. Let's see. If you get the, let me go back to the past crates. If you get the December crate, they have a official Han Solo Snow Gear pop vinyl thingy. So you can get your official Fallout Vault Boy bobblehead. You can get your X-Files flashlight. You can go watch the unboxings and see everything that's in all these previous crates. And unlike most crate people, you won't be surprised. You can get your official. You can go back to the Time crate, and PJ, you can get your official Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure T-shirt. I know you need that.
I would go with the Han Solo.
Yeah, well, that's December. That's under. Yeah, you get the December crate. It's Galaxy. And if you use the code PWTorch, this will shock you. You'll save $3. So instead of $19.99, it'll be $16.99.
Pretty cool.
Such a deal.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, it also comes with a pair of Star Wars socks.
See? Right there. Worth it all.
There you
right.
go.
You know, and I'm serious. It's, hey, $3 is $3, man. And it's, I think it's pretty cool stuff, so I'll check it out if I were the listeners.
Okay, so that's at lootcrate.com. All right, we're back. We're running a little bit over, but when you have Justin Credible and you have Christopher Daniels on, that's you know, that's a lot here. So
what a great guy.
And
he's really,
pointed out
really
that we have. And
you know,
thanks
I'm
to
just
Justin.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right now, according to Wade, today we have the number 3 ranked pro wrestling podcast. This guy named Steve Austin, though, he's killing us. And, that's
who's
that's kind of he's yeah.
He's
and,
a, he's a hell of a he's a hell of a hand.
Yeah, he
hell
is. And Chris Jericho
yeah.
is in second. Well, we'll have to work on that. But we're number 3, so that's what counts. We do this 5 days a week plus. Yeah, and this Monday, James Colin and I will be recapping Raw. Tune in at 11:30 Eastern for that. All right, I think I've done enough plugs for one day. Let's get to. You want to take some questions? Let's get to some
absolutely,
questions.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sorry about the timing, by the way.
Oh no, that's well. The timing is, you know, I mean, the people who are downloading
the
this, they'll be yeah, the people who are downloading this, they'll be able to listen to it later. People listening live are, you know, they're done. They moved on, and I didn't even get to tell them to listen to the East Coast cast. Yeah. All right, Jared from Australia. Okay, let's. I'm sorry, I'm totally remiss here. Let me treat this. Let me take this from the start. There we go. Where is this guy? Yeah. Okay, Jared from Australia.
Wow.
Come on, hold on. There we go. That was worth it. One says I'm one of the new listeners helping you achieve record ratings, Wade, and a fan since the mid '90s. Blah 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 blah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I want to discuss the refusal of Vince and WWE to listen to the fans and give up on Roman Reigns' face push and potentially turn him heel. I think that they're doing it because he's a hero to a lot of children and they want to sell lots of merchandise to the younger fans. Do you think there's any truth to that? I know that they want to sell merchandise. You know, he also mentioned in his post that he thinks part of the problem with Roman Reigns is they're trying to make him, you know, sort of make him into another John Cena, ignoring the fact that he's his own person and can speak for himself. And I think, I mean, I know you didn't have to deal with heavy scripting when you were there, but do you think that's one of the big problems with getting the newer wrestlers over?
Boy, I don't know. I really do think so, you know, in my opinion. And I spoke to, funny, we talked about Steve Austin. I spoke to Steve about this, you know, not too long ago. You're getting handed vanilla content to try to make a superstar. And these are, you know, a group of writers, a team trying to put out something that isn't necessarily who you are as a person. Quite frankly, I like Roman Reigns. I think he's a good talent. He's proven that he could put on, you know, good matches. And I think if they would just allow him to be himself, he just seems like he's trying too hard. He's just being shoved material,
yeah.
You know, and I just wish that WWE would just open up a little bit and trust the talent a little more. I mean, I do understand that, you know, it has to be a certain guidelines to, you know, look, we want you to go this way or that way. But, you know, give me a bullet point, you know, and let me roll with it. And if you don't like it, you know, okay, we'll adjust. But, you know, I think that's what really is missing. And a lot of guys are walking on such eggshells because you got to understand WWE realistically is the only game in town for big money.
That kind of money, yes, it is.
So, you know, I think guys are very scared, and they're just, you know, not just creatively, they're not doing what they should do, but, you know, financially. It's like, look, if I don't follow the rules, I'm going to get, you know, fired or whatever. So I think it has a lot to do with, I think, the system today. But that's obviously where the McMahons want it to go. And, you know, I don't know if Hunter believes in it, because believe me, Hunter isn't going out there, you know, worrying about what's written on a piece of paper. Neither is Rock. Neither are, you know, certain guys. So I think they should start to, you know, let the reins go a little bit and let other guys experiment. Because if you really want them to get over, they got to be themselves. Because you should have... When I was there the last, you know, not the last time, actually the second to last time I was there, 2001, 2002, the stuff they gave X-Pac and I as X Factor was preposterous, because, you know, X-Pac and I could have pulled off some cool stuff, but we were giving cheesy lines to deliver on Raw and SmackDown, so of course, you know, it's going to come off as, you know. It's just, you know, they're very vanilla right now, and I understand it's corporate, but I think they could do way better with the way the system is being done. They should loosen up on Roman Reigns if they really want him to get over and let him be him for real, not just, you know, what he's doing today.
Then again, 20 years ago, they said, okay, you're the Portuguese man of war. Here's your jockstrap looking thing you wear on your head. Go to it.
Oh, that was a nightmare. That was a nightmare. I'd never listened. Real quick, I know we're running short on time.
No, it's okay.
But I literally showed up to Bushkill, Pennsylvania, to a casino.
Bushkill.
That's where the TV. That's where the TV was. And I was handed. I'd never worked. First of all, I'm 20 years old, mind you. Never worked under a mask. And the seamstress girls come and hand me this outfit, and I put this on. And that's how it went down.
Yeah.
So, poor, you know, I mean, at the same time, it's like, really, what do you expect? You know, what would you do, Pat? You're handed this thing. You know, what are you going to say? Oh, I'm not going to go out there. You're going to go out there and do the best.
I would learn.
You know?
I would get a big mustache and learn to talk like Mandy Patinkin, I guess.
You would do what you know what I'm saying? But it was, you know, it put you in a weird situation. You know, so whatever. You do the best you can.
Yeah.
And,
you do the best you can.
That's it.
All right. Let's
that's it.
And, we'll take one more. Okay, one more question. This is, who is this guy? This is Joe. I don't know where Joe's from, and really, I guess it doesn't matter for our purposes. Joe is also asking about Roman Reigns. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Roman Reigns, he says, Roman Reigns isn't the badass he was after beating up Triple H. He doesn't seem to care he was screwed over at the Rumble. He hasn't shown much of any character whatsoever since losing the title. What's your take? I think that's one of the casualties is, you know, of having this system is, you know, you sort of lose touch with you have the writers involved. You sort of lose touch with, okay, this guy got screwed out of the title. He's going to come out loaded for bear and pissed off. And that's where you sort of need the talent to sort of push.
Yeah.
To sort of have an understanding of their character and know what they need to get across.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean,
go ahead.
No, because if you're waiting for guidance on how you should act, that's, you know, that's a sign that maybe you're not far enough into being you with the volume turned up, as they call it.
Absolutely. And also the big problem is, you know, nobody realizes it, and this is a lot of, and I'm not talking bad stuff about the WWE, but being a one company system, I think everybody's so worried about following direction and rule there that it really intimidates them to possibly take that extra mile and take that creative chance, if you know what I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I think fans boys are a little nervous because what if I do something like that and it's a big goose egg, you know, they're afraid that, well, I'm very replaceable because where am I going to go now? Really nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's a huge issue. You know, I really do. And believe me, only from a wrestler standpoint, I'm telling you, that's how we do feel. I'm not saying that's his necessary feeling personally, because I know the office really believes in him. But I know that's what a lot of guys were, you know, the mid-level guys feel. We're scared to rattle the feather, you know, shake the, you know, poke the bear a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of the reason why they love John Cena is John Cena's been that company guy who's just sort of, you know, who sort of has gone without question, you know, gone above and beyond without question. And, I mean,
right.
it's great that it worked out for John, but as has been pointed out, he was very close to being let go at one point. So
Right, yeah. It's amazing, yeah.
Okay, well, Justin, listen, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today and for staying a little bit extra. Tell the good people how they can keep tabs on you via social media.
Sure. Follow me on Twitter at PJ Polacco, P-O-L-A-C-O. Also, my website, www.thejustincredible.com, T-H-E, justincredible.com. And go on YouTube, catch my 50-episodic you know, educational kind of wrestling videos, Pro Wrestling 101. Just hit the search bar, type in Pro Wrestling 101, and you'll get a whole list of really good stuff out there that'll you know, you'll be interested in, I think, if you're interested in the business. So, and that's about it.
Okay, thank you, and thank all of you for sticking with us here for going
you,
a little overtime. Thank you, Justin. Tomorrow, Wade Keller's on with Jim Ross. No, you're the best. Well, Wade and Jim are the best. They will hopefully we'll get some more insight from them. Be sure to tune in Thursday at 5 o'clock Eastern, because as we pointed out today, you never know quite what's going to happen on this program. We will see you again next time.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people at Jimmy James Incorporated.
But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.
You suck it. You suck it. You suck it.
Suck it.
Sit, Boo Boo, sit. Good dog.